So how do you think the familiarity with the offense is going to help everybody that's coming back, all 11 starters in the second year?
You know, we're going in my ninth year. I think this is only the second or third time I've been to offense, you know, multiple years. So still a little bit new to us. You know, we did some good things last year. We're still in the learning process, but guys have a much more familiar with what the concepts are and the formations and everything. So that's definitely going to be help less thinking and just being able to go fast.
Jay, the coaches have talked about the sharpening of the playbook and figuring out things that you guys do well, the concepts you do well, the plays you do well. What have you sensed in that frame of mind? Trustman's called it trimming the fat on what you had last year.
Yeah, we weren't for sure what kind of team we were last year, what we did well, what the guys felt comfortable doing. So going back and looking at what plays we were successful with, you know, some feedback from the players of what they liked, what they didn't like, and just taking a look at you know, what the quarterback room was comfortable with of each play. So it's been a combination of a lot of different guys talking, and the coaches, I think, have done an excellent job this offseason of combing through not only what we do but everybody across the league and see if we can take some stuff from other teams.
Mark had said, I think, recently that this offseason you've gotten bigger and stronger and done a bunch of different things. Can you tell us a little bit what you've done, what the changes are?
Yeah, I don't really know, but I mean, I think Mike Clark's done a good job with everybody in the weight room of making sure it's a program that's going to get us through the year. You know, whether that's putting more weight on guys' back or you know, a little bit less running, I think, this year. But I feel good. You know, I got back into it a little bit earlier this year just because with the dual injuries, I just wanted to get my whole left side back to even with my right side. So I feel good. I didn't do anything, you know, out of the ordinary to get ready for this year.
Is there anything unique about that challenge of getting the one side back in shape?
It takes some time. You know, I wasn't really feeling great until, you know, end of March, really right before we started. So it took a little bit of time.
Aaron was talking to us a little bit about, as a quarterback, you have to do a lot of problem solving. And that's one of the things that continuity might help, is knowing, you know, how to solve things. How much better do you think you've got with that?
Yeah, it is problem solving. And after you do it a few years, you know where the answers are already. You don't have to, you're not guessing. You know where guys are going to be. You know what the calls are. You know why the call came in. You know what you want to get to if it is a problem. So we're growing in that direction, but at the same time, you know, we're still figuring some stuff out. We didn't. We had some areas last year that we struggled in, and we weren't perfect. So we've got to keep working and keep trying to get better.
Jay, Coach Trestman said a lot more towards the family atmosphere thing, the locker room stuff. Take on that. You know, he's kind of brought you along.
Yeah. He was like that from day one. The first time I met with him, that was him. So this is nothing new to the guys. I think it's just kind of leaking out to the rest of the world and the media that, you know, that's kind of his stance. But we've been hearing this for over a year now. So the guys are they're in tune to it. I mean, it just creates an atmosphere where you can kind of be yourself and you can be respected. And you know at the end of the day that you've got a locker room of guys and coaches and management that are behind you.
Well, you think it'll help get you some wins?
I don't think it can hurt. I mean, I think you can ask anybody if they go to work and they like where they're working, they like who they're working with, the atmosphere that they're in promotes good ideas and promotes any idea, no matter if it's good or bad. I think anybody's going to enjoy working in that type of atmosphere.
What was the trip to New York like with
Mark? It was good. It was good. It wasn't foreign. Like I said, it wasn't foreign to us of why we were going or who we were talking to. Just wanted a little bit more clarity on what direction we were going, why we were doing what we were doing. And, you know, we got some stuff out of it.
Good.
It was fun. I mean, the off season gets long, so at times it's good to get with the guys and get with coach and just you know, make sure we're all on the same path and we're talking the same language. I don't think we got as much football done as we wanted to in Florida, but that was okay. We got some guys, we got to know some guys, We had a lot of new. I think we have a lot of new players this year, and we got some of the new guys down there, mixed with some of the guys that have been around, and you know, that's what it was about. You know, it's hard to simulate that once OTA start and once mini camp starts, once training camp starts, because it's all football. You know, it's hard to get to know the guys on a you know, off the field base. Like we did down in Florida.
What was your reaction to Earl leaving, and how important is it finding that third guy?
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. It's a business, though. I think we all understand that. You know, you hate to see a guy like that go. That means as much to the team and did the little things right. And but you know, we have a backup plan. We got some guys here, and we wish Earl the best. And I think at the end of the day, it's probably better for Earl anyway to go somewhere and get some more balls and have an opportunity to play a little bit more. So getting to number three, we got a bunch of guys. I think on offensively, once you get past the first team guys, there's a lot of competition with the O-line, tight end group, receiver, running back. There's a lot of positions there that are kind of up for grabs. So we'll see how it plays out.
Brandon, if you like yourself,
we did okay last year for the first year. I mean, we have the same guys we had last year, which is always good. I think talent-wise, it's hard to top our line and some of the guys we have on the outside, and Matt Forte, who's hugely underrated. So, you know, talent-wise and being in the system 2 years and the way the guys work, all that adds up. So hopefully we can stay healthy and see where this thing goes.
Brandon brought Alshon last year. This year I know Marquise went down there. How much does that help your development? And you know, even getting stronger in
Place. They don't do as much football. I mean, they do a lot of football, but they do a lot of stuff in the weight room, and that's kind of Brandon's he's a physical specimen, and for his all the things he does great on the field, he does a lot of things in the off season of preparing his body and just showing Q and Alshon that direction of what he does in the offseason, how hard he works, how dedicated he is to his craft. It means a lot. And, you know, Q's one of those guys that he doesn't say much, but he's always listening. He's always watching it. And you know, I'm excited for him this year.
How did you learn of Brandon's extension when that got done?
How did I learn of it?
Yeah, did you have to watch TV? Or?
I think Kristen sent me a picture. She saw Twitter or something, so she flipped it on and she sent me a picture. So that's how I learned. I don't even know what Phil said, but I don't think many people knew what was going on or when he was going to do it. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Brandon, he has his own way of doing a lot of things, so that had never been done, so he was going
to
do it.
Obviously, that had to be pretty satisfying for you, knowing how good you guys have been.
Yeah, I think it was a little touch and go there for a while, but I think Phil did a great job of keeping everything together and working with Brandon and those guys and his agent. And at the end of the day, I mean, everyone wanted him to stay here. You know, I think the organization wanted him to stay here. Brandon wanted to stay here. Just finding that common ground. And, you know, we've got a great group of people with scouts and management and ownership upstairs that, you know, when they've got a good guy, they try to keep him around.
Jay, you always praise Josh McCown for his attitude and his approach and his ability to step in for him and even helping him. Do you see some of those same qualities with Jordan Pollard?
Yeah, I think all those guys have done a good job. You know, we've got a crowded quarterback room in there. I don't think I've ever had five in there. It's tough on those guys to get reps, and then Jordan's kind of been nicked up a little bit. So the young kids have been in there, but they're all doing well. I feel for them because I know what it's like being first year in an offense and trying to learn everything, and you know, while everyone else is speeding ahead. You know, they're doing everything they possibly can, and we'll see how that goes.
Jay, your ninth year in the league, you're sixth with this franchise. I'm curious, how has the dynamic of your relationship with your teammates now changed, if at all, as far as, especially as it pertains to like leadership and, you know, just being one of the veteran or older guys?
Well, I mean, the locker room's completely changed since I first got here. You know, you got Peanut and Lance, Pat, if he comes back, and Robbie. You know, those are kind of the guys that were here when I first got here. Other than that, there's been a lot of turnover. A lot of new coaches, so, you know, like anything else, the older guys most of the time have to show the way and be professionals, and I think that's what we try to do with offensively and defensively. We've got a great group of guys, so we just got to keep pounding away and coming to work every day.
Jay,
Yeah, I don't know if the sequence of events is correct. It seems right after you had to do a restructure is when they brought Jared in.
Mm-hmm.
Does Phil make you aware of what those plans are if he asked you for a restructure, and what was your reaction to that?
He said, "Do you want your money now?" And I said, "Sure." That's kind of how the restructure went down. So. I got some credit for that, but I didn't really do much. They said, "Do you want it now?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So you knew there was a reason for him to do it. He's not going to divulge his plans. That's just kind of how they operate, which I think is great. But it was good for the team, and to get a guy like Jared Allen is huge for that defense. A veteran guy, veteran presence that gets it done every week. So I was happy to do it.
Jay, Mark said recently that a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. Was that a goal? Is that,
yeah.
Can you kind of go into that a little bit?
We talked about it earlier. I don't think I've been bigger in my career. I think I just started a little bit earlier this year just to kind of get over the injuries and get my body back where I wanted it. I don't know if I'm any stronger or any physically any bigger than I was in previous years.
As you look at your own durability that Jay Marks talked about a couple times this offseason about playing 16 games,
yeah.
Do you think that there's anything you could do to improve your durability or at least improve the chances?
Well, I was straight until I really got here for a while and had it was a hit parade back there. So it takes its toll from time to time. I think with the offensive line we got right now, the guys are doing everything possible. So last year was last year. I mean, it was kind of two freak injuries. I don't really foresee that happening again.
Brandon used some pretty lofty language on Wayne Sinai extension. He said it was career saving.
Yeah.
And he mentioned you by name. Did he ever mention anything like that to you privately before that about what kind of you and your presence did for him?
Brandon gets in the moment. He gets emotional sometimes. But I mean, I know what path he was on when he left. Well, when he was in Denver, when he went to Miami, he was desperate. He was searching for something. And, you know, he kind of found it with Mishi and then coming here and being with Tress and Phil and the guys. It's, anybody's going to like being in this organization, I feel like. They respect everybody. They give everyone a fair chance. They're going to tell you exactly where you're at and where you should be going. And, they're not going to tell you any lies. So it's a good place to be, and I understand why B loves it so much here. And if you knew, some of the background I know about Brandon, his comments don't surprise me because – he's fairly lucky to be here after all the stuff he went through. Go ahead. No, you're right.
You mentioned before the hit parade.
Yeah.
How much do you think, though, was the way you became over the last year, in particular, getting rid of the ball center? Do you feel like you had a hand in changing that, too?
Changing the that's it's twofold. Once you start getting hit a lot, you start taking your eyes off the secondary. You lose a lot of trust up front, and it gets difficult to play quarterback that way. You look across the league and, you see guys that are getting hit a lot and they're probably not going to be doing very well. You know, the guys that stay pretty clean and are in offenses year in and year out and get a feel for the guys, those guys are going to be the ones that are in the top of the league every year. So, is that funny? So we'll see how it goes. I think Trust does a great job of emphasizing getting rid of the ball, protection first, and that's how everything's designed here.
Jim, you've been here for about 6 years now, I guess, a good part of your adult life. How have you, if you want to decide when to be an adult, start?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there yet.
how anybody changed? How have you, just as a person during that period of your life, changed?
Well, there's a lot of factors I think involved in that. Looking back at my younger days in Denver and even when I first got here, you do some things that are foolish and you regret, and I think anyone does that. Meeting Kristen, getting married, having kids, being involved with Phil Emery and Tress and just kind of the way everyone operates, it kind of forces you to grow up. If you don't want to grow up, you're probably not going to last. They're going to find somebody else. I think we've done an excellent job of bringing in the guys that are good people and are very good football players. So it's just a conducive environment to be a football player as a quarterback in my mind.
What's been the highlight of your off season?
Oh, goodness. You know, we had another baby. I think Kristen was ready to get that one out and kind of get the summer going. So that's been the highlight. That's been the highlight. You know, it's going from 1 to 2 is a little bit different for anybody that has kids. I'm sure that you know. You know, you go from a little zone defense to man-to-man, and now there's just zero free time. So it's been hectic, but fun.
Couple more?
With that being said, you said growing up and embracing the culture and everything, you've done so much privately, like mm-hmm. your foundation, all that.
Yeah.
Now you have the volleyball tournament, all
yeah.
that. More publicly, are you embracing the city and maybe with the contract extension, are you going to be here longer, too?
Yeah, we're going to be here longer. I mean, we're definitely more comfortable. I mean, I'm more comfortable. I think Kristen's more comfortable. Where we're at with the organization, where, you know, the teammates around me, the coaches around me. And I love Chicago. We love being in Chicago. I think that's definitely fair. We do have I got to look at my notes. The tournament coming up here, July 18th. Threw it to me. 11-5 at North Avenue Beach. Tommy Bahama is the sponsor. Anybody want to go ahead and play some volleyball? It's at jcolor6six.com. All the information's there. Check it out. Thanks.
Jane, you mentioned the crowded quarterback room. When it starts to sort itself out, what do you value most in a number 2?
Gosh, it's tough. You know, they either get it or they don't get it. I think all those guys in that room understand what the role is. It's as a backup. You know, you kind of sometimes you have to be a go-between guy. Sometimes you have to be the guy that says, "Hey, you know, you're just it's wrong. You're wrong. You're doing it wrong here. You know, this guy was open. You messed it up." Sometimes you just got to let the starter vent and just listen to him. You know, moan and go on about stuff. But then you also backup's got to be ready to go. So he's got to spend some extra time of figuring out what happens if he goes in because he's not going to get the rep. It's a tough position. It's a really hard position to be in.
What was your impression of Jimmy Clausen, and did you have any input into the decision to bring him?
I mean, I watched Jimmy when he was at Notre Dame. Liked him. He was in a tough situation out there in Carolina. You know, offensive line I think was pretty rough. He was getting hit a lot. System turned over on him. Throws the ball well. I didn't have any input on bringing him here, though. Once we did get here, though, he was in the quarterback room, over the weekend, 3 straight days of grinding away, of trying to figure out this offense, was peppering me and David Fales and Cav all questions. So he's been working hard. I think he's he likes the opportunity he has here. He's a little bit humbled going through the experience of being on the streets and getting picked up again. So he's got a great attitude. The training camp and preseason, we'll see how it works out.
Can we expect to see you in the league this fall?
No. It's July, right? What is it, June? No, I'm not doing it. No, not this year. Kristen might be. I'm not sure what she's got going on.
All right, anything else, guys?